From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting efforts to end the chaos in Libya get an international boost. Diplomats from nearly 20 countries and four world bodies meeting in Rome Sunday affirmed support for a UN-backed plan to establish a unity government in Libya. Among those attending, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
We cannot allow the status quo in Libya to continue. It is dangerous for the viability of Libya. It is dangerous for Libyans. And now, because of the increased presence of Daesh purposefully migrating there, it is dangerous for everyone.
Libya's two rival governments are preparing to sign the unity deal in Morocco Wednesday. An agreed to communique calls on all parties to accept an immediate and comprehensive ceasefire. The meeting comes amid growing international concern about Islamic State's presence in that North African country. At least two people were killed and several others wounded Sunday in Central African Republic as voters cast ballots on a new constitution just 2 weeks ahead of delayed presidential and legislative elections that are aimed at ending 3 years of chaos. Threats of violence kept many away from the polls.
Ma satisfaction est grande parce que je me suis levé ce matin pour venir accomplir un devoir civique et je vais en peine de le faire.
However, Bangui resident Rodone Yarafa Emmanuel said he was able to vote, adding that he was extremely satisfied to fulfill his civic duty. If approved, the new constitution would limit the president to 2 5-year terms, cut the power of the military, and ensure religious freedom. Thousands have been killed and hundreds of thousands more driven from their homes since Muslim Salika rebels briefly seized power in CAR, ousting President Francois Bozizé. This is VOA.